This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The legislature's budget committee has agreed to around $700 million to cut out of next year's state budget, but they may have to find billions more in savings if the economic situation doesn't change because of the pandemic. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more on where they're trying to find that money.
The budget committee is canceling new spending. They're also asking how many existing programs they can suspend or cut. They've talked about cuts to services for people with disabilities, eliminating school programs, freezing construction projects.
CPR's Andrew Kenny. State economists presented their economic forecast this morning. Those numbers will help set next year's budget. More than 360 inmates in state facilities have tested positive for COVID-19, according to new state numbers. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
The state has tested more than 1,800 inmates, most of them at the Sterling Correctional Facility. An outbreak there has sickened hundreds of prisoners. Two have died, according to new numbers from the Department of Corrections. Last month, the state agreed to release some people early to make social distancing easier. It has faced pressure from activists to do more to protect inmates from the disease. Prisoners at correctional facilities in Crowley County and Buena Vista have also tested positive. One has recovered. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Denver will delay its plan to charge a fee for shopping bags. The 10-cent fee on plastic and paper bags was supposed to start July 1st, but the Denver City Council delayed the law's implementation by 1 year so as not to further burden residents during the pandemic. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.